is a non-offensive Tuesday morning top 10. The top 10 Dr. Seuss books that have now been deemed too controversial. Too
so hard to believe.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10, The Cat in the PPE Mask by Masters.
Number 9.
Number 9, How the Grinch went on Reddit and then bought up all the GameStop stock. That was pretty great. See, he does that. You see?
Number 8.
That's topical, at least. You got to give it to Dr. Seuss for that.
Number 8.
Number 8. Two controversial Dr. Seuss books. Oh, The Places That You Went Before 2020. Oddly, he came up with a pandemic social media themed book very, very ahead of its time. This guy.
Number 7.
Number 7. The Lorax, a teen of Finn. Ask your doctor if it's right for you. Loraxatinafin. Side effects may include the following.
Number 6.
Number 6. Too controversial, Dr. Seuss book. Well, you know, there was that one time when Sam asked, would you like green eggs and ham? And, of course, then the other guy said, well, I do not like them, Sam, I am. I do not like green eggs and ham because I could not float them here or there. I could not float them anywhere. They will not float, green eggs and ham. I say they will not float, Mr. Sam, I am.
Will it float?
Well, ladies and gentlemen. Every Thursday at 8 on...
Shameless plug.
Other things not floatable, by the way. A house, a mouse, a box, a fox, a goat, but yes to a boat. Actually, maybe a box. Sounds like we have a challenge, perhaps.
Number 5.
Number 5. Two controversial Dr. Seuss books. That time he labeled thing number 1 and thing number 2. They, thank you, identify as non-numeric, bro. And they have names.
Number 4.
Number 4. It's actually not a book, but it's a new Netflix documentary that exposes doctors Phil, Oz, Gupta, Drew, and Seuss as not actual real doctors. So watch out for
that. Number 3!
Although I may be wrong about Gupta. And somebody just said Fauci into their radio. Easy.
Number 3!
There was his famous book, One Fish, Two Fish, Red State, Blue State. That's where he got a little political, and I can't really defend that. Oh. Number 2, How the Grinch Ran Urquhart. And then finally, number 1.
Number 1.
Dr. Seuss book that is now deemed too controversial. No, that is not a walk it in my pocket. Yeah, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, just remember, kids, you have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own and you know what you know. And you are the one who decides where to go. But don't just take my word for it.
A reading rainbow.
It's in a book.
Rainbow, a reading rainbow.
Read and listen to the radio. Thank you.
It's KB and Marley, Hank FM.